Hey, welcome to our drafting podcast. Today's draft is a little interesting. It's for I Love to Read month. It's February, right? So we came up with a draft of favorite children's illustrated books. The books that mom and dad read to us as we went to sleep at night. Maybe. Or it could be the favorite books our teachers read to us. All right, so here to draft is, well, do you know what? I'm going to let them introduce themselves and the other people in their group. So here we go. Mr. Braden, say hi.
Hi. So I have...
No, we're not going to... You want to introduce the people first?
Yeah, in my group I have Ava, Nicholas, Savannah, and McKenna.
All right. They're in the background. They're cheering them on. Yeah, give them advice. All right, next up is Mr. Martin. Martin, introduce your group.
Okay. We have Jack, Reed, Brighton, and Logan. And myself, Martin.
Sometimes you're kind of known as a golden voice, aren't you? Oh, yes, yeah, I roll. All right, perfect. Here we go, moving on. Then we have Mr. Jameson. Jameson, introduce your group.
My group is Chloe, Olivia, Destin, and Clementine.
All right. So here we go. You know what? I don't know the order. We haven't determined that. But I do know. Yeah, let's just go with Brayden. Your group's going to be up first. Then followed by Martin's group. And then Jameson's group. But he gets two picks, all right? So that's how we're going to do the draft. So it goes Brayden, Martin's group. Jameson gets two picks. And then we go back the opposite way. So it's Martin. And then back to Brayden. All right. So we're going to go four rounds here. And Brayden, what is your number one pick? The one you think is the most favorite book that should be on the bookshelf for everybody to read?
Well, Bear and Singing Bears, because it's not that big. It's got good pictures, and then there's a movie for it.
Well, duh, it's a picture book.
Well, I said it's got good pictures, better than other ones.
You're saying that in order to have it to be a good book, you need to have a movie?
No, but you can also watch movies for it. So, because there's a bunch of episodes and stuff.
Okay. So, that's going to be your number one pick.
Yep.
Bernstein Bears. All right. Martin, what is your number one pick?
I'm going with Pete the Cat. It's a great telling story about a blue cat with his shoes getting messed up.
So you like things getting messed up?
So you think little kids are going to like that?
Nobody's going to like your picture book.
And that's what it's about, though.
Wait a minute. You said Pete the Cat?
Yes.
Who is that promoted by?
Promoted by?
By a teacher in the building. There's one particular teacher. Oh, no. You don't know? And she's going to
play the ukulele.
Oh, she's going to be so disappointed.
When she watches this podcast.
There goes one
gold. I know it.
Who is it?
Mrs. Strand.
Why is Mrs. Strand a fan of Pete the Cat?
Because it's all... I forgot the thing, but I mean...
It's not a music
Pete the Cat
term.
Loves music.
Loves
music. Mrs. Strand loves music too.
So that makes it a good picture book.
But what's its phrase? What does Pete the Cat always say?
It's all good.
All right. We'll go with that one. So we got Bernstein Bears number one pick for Braden's group. Pete the Cat number one pick for Martin's group. Jameson, what's your number one pick for your group?
Our number one pick is No David.
Why No David? All books.
The pictures are really nice. And then the words are funny.
They're kind of like stick people, though. becoming a stick person.
Wait, what was the book?
It's about a boy getting in trouble a lot.
Oh.
And they use this phrase, no, David.
So you're saying that this would be a number one pick for boys then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I agree with him because I read the book, and I think it's very funny.
Okay.
So I agree with him.
Oh, all right. So we got Bernstein Bears, Pete the Cat, and No David. Jameson, you're up next. What's another book? Picture book that should be on people's bookshelf.
Mr. Brown can moo, can you?
Say that again.
Mr. Brown can moo, can you?
Mr. Brown can moo, can you?
Yep.
What is that story?
It's about this guy. He just sings, and he goes, and the words and pictures are funny. And here's a phrase that I remember from the book. And my dad used to sing it really fast.
What is it?
All the wonderful things this brown can do. Moo moo, buzz buzz, pop pop, beaky, coo hoo, clop clop clop, dibble dibble, dop dop, cuckoo doo doo, grum grum, choo choo, boo boo, slat slat, tick tick tock, sizzle sizzle, blurp blurp, knock knock, doctor slurp, a whisper and a fish kiss too. Mr. Brown can do it. How about you?
Did you read that last night?
I think I would go with No David. That's a little easier to remember. Oh my goodness.
Did you read that last night?
No. I'm gonna be honest.
All right.
I never heard any of that. I just blah 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 blah.
Well, you know, it must be memorable. All right. So, getting back to you, Martin, your group. What is your second pick for this draft?
I'm gonna go with.
Oh, so many choices, so many choices. What is it?
Oh, the places you'll go.
Oh, the places you'll go. Who is that by?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Why? Why is that one?
It's because it has rhymes. It's a very good picture book. And I think it's one of the greatest books that he ever made.
Who? But what's your second pick?
That's my second pick.
Oh, okay. Good. Oh, the places you go was your second pick. Pete the Cat was your first. Getting over to Braden's group. What do you got?
I think I'll do If You Give Then All Those Books, because they're like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie and stuff like that. Because it's funny and it adds humor. Like how, why you should give it and why you should give it.
So you're going for humor.
A little bit.
You're going for that gut-wrenching laugh.
Yep.
Right before you go to bed.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you got Bernstein Bears, If You Give, the book series. What's your third pick?
I'll go with If You Let a Pigeon Drive a Bus.
Why that one?
I don't know, because it, like, tells you why you shouldn't let a pigeon guard your bus, and then why he drives it, and it's pretty funny.
That's illegal, man. That's illegal.
Okay, so I got
a pigeon driving a bus.
How does he drive a bus?
Huh?
How does this drive a bus?
He uses an automatic bus.
How does he steer?
He steers while the he puts a brick on the pedal.
So he's gonna crush into other people.
Okay.
No, he's got good driving skills.
Apparently, I hope so, for the sake of the pedestrians. All right, Martin, Pete the Cat, Hold the Place You'll Go. What's your number three pick?
I'm going to have to go with Curious George.
Ooh, the Curious George series.
The monkey living in a city, and he's very curious, so he finds other ways how to fix it or how to do it. Honestly, it has a series and movies, so I'll pick Curious George.
Monkeys live in cities. Not very many people have monkeys as pets.
Well, nobody lets a pigeon ride a bus.
How do you know? What if they tell a pigeon to guard the bus for them?
Yeah, they're gonna. Next up, he's gonna be right in the back.
Yep.
Be right in the back hiding.
Oh, yes, I can just see this.
What the Vespereens get in the bus?
They'll snuggle with
it. Gonna attack.
Pigeon. Nope, they're gonna snuggle with it.
Snuggle with it?
Yeah.
Curious.
I think they're gonna get sick.
Okay, I can just see this. Pigeon drives the bus, picks up Curious George and David, and David gets in trouble, so the pigeon says, no, David. All right, we get over to Mr. Jameson's group. You get two picks here. What's your first one?
The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, another Cat in the Hat. All right, why a cat in the hat?
Because we have this one book at our house, and he balances a bunch of stuff on his on his hands or head and feet.
Okay.
And it's got some interesting pictures.
But it's really long.
That's not.
It's longer than normal picture books.
So
you're saying short picture books are good?
Yeah, because long little kids books. Can't read for that long.
They get with a little mind. They have a little mind, man.
Yeah. So they can't read that long.
Oh, okay. Interesting. When you say little kids, are you talking like
5 years?
Oh, you're not saying like fourth graders or third graders?
A 5-year-old kid read?
Yeah, he's learning how to read.
He's learning how to read.
I'd say that's kindergarten.
He would rip up the picture book.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So, Jameson's group has their number one pick, No David, followed by Mr. Brownie Ken, and Cat in the Hat. What is your next book? Your next book, the one that you're kind of rounding this off, your last one.
Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
Oh, the Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. Oh, I heard a lot of sighs from the groups over here. Why Chicka Chicka Boom Boom?
Well, there's one phrase in the book that says, H-I-J-K, you'll cry.
Boy, you're all about phrases in this one, aren't you?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. First, No David. I'm not even going to repeat Mr. Brown one because I don't remember that one. And then you got Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. All right. And then you also, your third pick was Cat in the Hat. All right. We're moving on to Martin. Martin, you got one more pick. You started off with Pete the Cat and then All the Places You'll Go, followed by Curious George. What's your number four pick?
You know what? I'll go with If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
No, I already got that.
You can't do that one there. They got that whole series. They got the whole series. Oh.
Okay, this is
all right. Got to do a little pivoting, do a little research. What is your group saying? They're busy communicating through you on Google Docs. What is it? Your fourth pick.
The Ugly Duckling.
The Ugly Duckling.
Yes.
Is he ugly?
Very.
Oh, very ugly.
Very.
So you think kids like ugly things?
Yeah.
They learn
ugly things.
But wait a minute. Ugly Duckling, that isn't always about being ugly. What happens at the end?
He turns beautiful.
Okay, there you go.
He's ugly.
Then he turns beautiful.
But he's ugly.
You're ugly right now. And once you hit puberty, you'll be beautiful.
What the heck?
That's what happened.
All right. So, Martin, I can see Jameson not agreeing with you because there's no phrase to repeat. All right. Here we go. We're going to move on here. Number four pick, rounding off the whole thing.
Franklin.
Yeah. So, you're going to be picking Franklin. Yep. Why Franklin?
Because it's a popular choice. And it's got a movie to go along with it.
Everything with you is movies.
Well, you have a little clip to see what.
I got shows.
So you're movies. Not just reading, you can see the clip too.
I got shows and movies.
So you can. So, and there's a turtle in it that talks.
A talking turtle.
So yeah. You're saying you like talking turtles?
Yep.
Uh-huh. They're gonna imagine a plane's gonna be a bird.
Yep.
All right, so there you have it. We made our drafts, we made our picks. Braden's group came up with Bernstein Bears. And then if you give blank blank the whole book series, then If You Let a Pigeon Drive a Bus, followed by Franklin, a little turtle power there. Then Martin's group, Pete the Cat, although I don't know if Martin knows who Pete is. And then over the places he'll go, Curious George and Ugly Duckling.
Oh, by the way, for fun fact, turtles can breathe through their...
No, not now. All right, we're going we're going to move on. It's supposed to be a film. We're supposed to be...
intelligent.
Yes, here we go. All right, so, Jansen, your group started out with No David, followed by Mr. Brown Can You. Then we have Cat in the Hat, and finally have Chick-a-Boom-Boom. Boom. All right, so yes, sorry, we have a little inside joke, and no, we're not going to repeat it. So there you have it.
They didn't get to hear it.
I know, and no, they won't, because, yeah. All right, this is a first grade family podcast. So here you go. There's your choices. Which group came up with the best draft pick, the best book list for children's books? Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. And we're looking forward for you to make your vote.
Golden Boys.